chopped up. Then you mix all that together, and you, but after it's boiled real tender, you grind it, or take it, chop it fine, the meat. Then you put your seasoning in that, and you mix it all up together, and put it in a little salt, these little aluminum containers, which you put pies in, like a little pie pan, or a little stove pan, whatever you want. Put it in your freezer, or put it in. Long time ago, when we'd do that at home, we didn't have no freezers. You'd have to butcher in wintertime, and would freeze just like in wintertime.
Were the meat cut?
You have to extend it, you know, I mean, it was all cooked.
If you butchered any other time in the wintertime, the meat cut?
Well, it got stiff, you see, it got froze like, you know. And then, but you'd have to, we made bacon, we made sausage, and then we'd salt the bones. If you didn't want to, we didn't know how to cure, some people did, but I didn't. I never did cure hams.
The bacon, did you have to get the outside edge off of that?
My husband would cut his bacon in about pieces, about 12 by 12. You know, something like that. He'd cut them. And he had a big shelf in his smokehouse. But he'd, at my father's too, they'd have a big shelf in the smokehouse. And then you'd take your bacon and you'd cut it like you want. And if you want to smoke the ribs, you'd take all the ribs. All the ribs together, and
the meat between the shoulders and the ham was called a. You know what a middling was?
No, we never did name
it. Now the bacon you had to cut. What was that outside kind of edge of the bacon you had to cut off of that?
We never did cut the skin off.
You did?
No, we never did.
Okay.
It would have been better if you didn't, but we didn't. Did you salt that good and let it set there about two weeks in that salt. Salted and put, in the late years we got different seasoning, you know, like ham seasoning or something like that. But olden times, you just put it in salt. Let it soak and cure. And then you'd hang it in the smokehouse after you'd cure it. You'd hang it and smoke it 3 or 4 hours a day, every day for a week or so till it was well cured.
Yes, ma'am. Now, you hear your cow mooing and your horse neighing, you say, gee, I didn't realize it was so late. It's getting right on near to
supper time or bedtime.
For them, the cow and the horse, it was getting right near the time when you had,
for them to, I guess.
Your feeding time?
Yeah, feeding time, I guess.
Now, to get your cows into the pasture.
Well, if you had them trained.
How'd you call them?
Well, sometimes you'd have to call them, sometimes you had them named. And you'd say, come on, Red, or come on, Muley, or come if you had them named. Just call them by name. If you didn't, sometimes if you had your dog trained, the dog would go get them, and it would just depend.
The way you call them in. Come on, you can call them for me. Now, over where I'm from, we all say, Coinch! 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 How do y'all call them?
Let's see.
Well, how do you call your cow, a calf in? Now,
come on. I really don't know.
Okay. Now, to make them stand still when you were milking them, he'd pick that back leg up and you'd say,
Saw now.
I
kind of forgot so long I milked the cow.
Okay. Now, to the mules, what had you call the mules or the horses?